Welcome to America's Book of Secrets, where we discuss conspiracy theories in America. Today, we're going to discuss, are there really aliens at Area 51? Is there really gold in Fort Knox's vault? And did Nazi scientists experiment with anti-gravity technology during and after World War II?
So, are there really aliens at Area 51?
I've done some searching on the internet, looked at a lot of reports, but everything that had to do with aliens didn't really match up with anything that was really going on, so I'm going to have to dismiss that theory for now.
That's pretty good. But what is inside Fort Knox's vault?
Well, according to the government, there is still 147.6 million ounces left in Fort Knox of gold. At $900 an ounce, you would have a dollar value of $132 billion. But according to a 2009 report, the Chinese received a fake gold shipment that was actually tungsten. The last time anyone was in the vault was 1974, so could the gold actually been sold off between then and now? We might never know.
Well, that's pretty good, but did Nazi scientists experiment with anti-gravity technology during and after World War II?
During World War II, the Nazis had many secret underground bases where they did a lot of different science experiments with new and secret technologies. They developed stealth fighters, according to a lot of reports. There's evidence of a secret black project called the Nazi Bell. This anti-gravity technology has been linked to a UFO incident in Kecksburg, Pennsylvania in 1965. It was believed that the Nazi technology helped to develop the Avro car, which was a government project that was shaped like a disc and designed to take off and land vertically. The project failed in the end because the parts on the craft burnt out after a few test runs. But who knows about the bell? It might very well be out there in a military base being studied.
Well, this was the podcast from Mitchell.
And Shelby.
Well, we'll see you later next week.
Signing out.